proof that if you hang around our studios long enough...
Listen to me, listen!
Anyone can get their own show.
Amazing, isn't it?
The Jeff Blair Show on Toronto Sports Radio. The Fan 590.
It is 10:02 in the Jeff Blair Show for Tuesday, October 19th. Well, Hockey Calgary has initiated a program asking parents to complete an online certification in what it called the Respect in Sport Parent Education Program. It was a mandatory course for hockey parents, and it was designed in an effort to curb unruly and disrespectful adult behavior behind the glass at minor league hockey games, and anybody who has stuck their head in an arena on a Saturday afternoon knows what that's about. At least one parent in every hockey family was required to complete the course, and the course focused in part on interaction with kids, coaches, and other parents. I mean, essentially, it was almost like a, to reinforce in the mind of parents that, A, they set an example, and B, when they're in public, in a sports event, that example has to be even more, it's even more magnified because you're in a competitive situation. And more than 10,900 parents filled out the program or went through the one-hour online course, but there were a surprising number of parents who did not. And as a result, Hockey Calgary estimates that approximately 2,500 children are barred from participating in any exhibition or season games until their parents comply. At this time, we are pleased to be joined by Perry Cavanaugh of Hockey Calgary. And we're going to be asking you, the callers, at 416-870-0590, star 590, 1-888-666-0590. Do you like this idea? And should this be instituted in Toronto? I happen to think it's a terrific idea. There are ways that you can change it. There are ways that you can adjust it. But in principle, I like the idea of at least getting parents to think about the consequences of their actions. And it's like anything else. I think you have to be proactive. Far too often in sports, we don't do something until after the fact. And I credit Hockey Calgary for being proactive. So 416-870-0590, star 590, 1-888-666-0590. And God knows we all have examples of bad hockey parent behavior. If you know of any, let me know. Perry, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
I know you were on yesterday as well. I read this article, and you know, the first thing that went through my mind is that, you know, somebody gets it. And kudos for the idea, but could you just maybe give us a little bit of background on how this came about? I mean, I think everybody realizes, I mean, look, it's a logical thing, it makes sense, but I'm just interested in how it came about. Whose idea was it? What was the initial reaction like from the minor hockey people?
Sure, well, I can give you the details on that, Jeff, without question. Really, what happened was, we're a hockey family, big hockey family here. We've got four sons who went through the game, and, you know, I've been administering the game for about 20 years now, and I've spent 19 of those years sort of hitting my forehead against the wall trying to convert the spots on the 2%, 1% or 2% of bad actors out there who paint our game with a broad negative brush. And Sheldon Kennedy, whose name I'm sure rings loud and clear for you, gave me a phone call and said, hey, you know, he says, I've got a program I really think you should take a look at. So we did. We sat down and reviewed the content and material and the concept of the program itself, and it was one of those aha moments with respect to a light coming on for me. The program's pretty clear. It identifies very, very clearly our standards of expectation in terms of parental conduct. And I want to make sure the listeners understand, this isn't just about parental conduct on the non-ice side of the glass. It's a big component of it, and that ties in because it falls under the verbal abuse category.
Right.
The program focuses on all forms of abuse. It's on mental abuse, it's on physical abuse, it's on sexual abuse, et cetera. And it empowers parents through the positive educational components included how to recognize those situations in their infancy stages so our children can be safer in the arenas. Our referees can ref a game without being abused. Other fans in the stands on the non-ice side are not going to be verbally abused, and certainly any other stakeholder involved in the game. So it really it makes common sense to me. One of the best quotes I saw or have heard so far, Jeff, was it was a young mom here in town that said, it's taking good sense and making it common again.
416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, star 590. This is the Jeff Blair Show. We're asking a question. Should a parent, well, not just parents, should a mandatory sportsmanship test, should it be made mandatory in Toronto? Should it be made mandatory Canada-wide? Should it at least get people to talk about the issue and at least think about it? Perry Cavanaugh of Hockey Calgary joins us. I'm surprised, you know, a one-hour online course. I'm surprised at how many parents, first of all, I'm frankly surprised. It sounds like a lot of parents did complete the course, but also a lot of parents didn't. I mean, did you talk to those parents? Did you just get the sense that maybe they just thought, you know, well, whatever, my kid's a good player. You know, that's just sort of, airy-fairy sportsmanship stuff.
Yeah, let me provide a little clarity there. The reporters in that particular avenue of media were not accurate in reporting the details. What we were communicating was we have 13,500 registered hockey players in the system. Out of those 13,500, we anticipate that there's a percentage that are multiplayer families.
Right.
So we're not looking for 13,500 certifications. What we did get was 11,180 certifications, which left, and at that time we were just slightly lower than that. So we were suggesting that there was a gap of about 2,500 between total registrants and total families in reality. So that got reported as 2,500 refused to take the course, which
is
not the case. The reality is we're sitting here this morning with about 230 families who are delinquent in terms of having met the criteria.
Okay.
As a result, their children are not eligible to participate. Now, some of them are also junior age players, so let's not get too carried away on the total numbers. So about 15% to 20% are junior players that just haven't got to doing it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, still, we've stuck to our guns on this, and that is, it is a requirement, as it is a requirement to be certified to coach the team, as it is a requirement to be the trainer on the team, as it is a requirement if you're going to drive a bus where you're taking children to and from the school. So we think people need to be certified, and this requirement ties nicely to accountability around our discussions with them should they choose not to conduct themselves in a fashion that we expect.
Perry Cavanaugh of Hockey Calgary joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. What has the reaction been across the country from other bodies, from other cities?
Well, we've had some interesting feedback. Definitely, coincidentally, Hockey Canada was hosting its semi-annual meeting or gathering of the presidents, and the provincial president from Alberta here, a gal by the name of Annie Orton, called and said, boy, you've got the attention of multiple branch presidents from coast to coast to coast here, and they want to know more about the program. We also received some calls from other disciplines because this program doesn't speak just to hockey. When you look at it, it's a series of slides, gives you the story and details the expectations. You watch a vignette, you answer a couple of quiz questions. We've got vignettes in there that talk to basketball, that talk to soccer, that talk to baseball, etc. So this is not just something unique to hockey. It's also not just unique to sport. It can apply in your personal life. It can apply in your professional life as well. There are life skills taught in this that value add is huge.
Perry, I appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Take care. That is Perry Cavanaugh of Hockey Calgary. Hockey Calgary has instituted a mandatory sportsmanship test for parents of players. One parent per hockey playing family, from Timbit to Junior B. Basically, they have to take an online test. And as Perry Cavanaugh told us, you know, it's a life skill. I mean, it's not just necessarily related to hockey. It could be related to any kids and parents in any sport. 416-870-0590, star 590, 1-888-666-0590. This is not to pound on hockey parents because, you know, hockey parents have a lot of pressure on them, especially if their kids are any good. And what I mean by that is we all know about the costs associated with having your kid play minor hockey, especially if the kid gets to a point where other people think that he's good. And, you know, with that added cost, particularly in this economic climate, With that added cost comes added pressure. For a lot of families, it's just another economic pressure piled on top of pre-existing economic pressure. And as a result, you have an environment that's not necessarily conducive to kids just going out and having fun. And again, it's not just hockey, but hockey is the most expensive sport to play. And I think anytime you introduce an element of financial burden into any situation, you automatically ratchet up the pressure on the kid, because if there's pressure on the family, it's going to filter down to pressure in the kid. 416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666-0590. Robin Brampton, you're on the Jeff Blair Show.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me on. You know what? It's amazing. I think it's a great product and a great program that would be fantastic if it was adopted by Hockey Canada, made nationwide. I have a 2-year-old boy that I'm somewhat reluctant to put into hockey, having been an official for Hockey Canada, seen a lot of stuff that everybody talks about, and again, luckily, it's only a few bad apples from the parent side. But geez, it's the age of the internet; it's free.
Yep.
And why not? Let's put this nationwide.
And I guess the argument, Rob, too, is, you know, get people thinking about it and get people talking about it. You know, I mean, every hockey season we do end up talking about parents and the way parents act in arenas and all that. There's really only so much you can do. I think this is one of those things where, instead of dismissing it as just some sort of, you know, hokum, just, you know, accept that it at least is a step in the right direction, and that it is at least forcing people to think about an issue.
Absolutely. That's right. Let's embrace it, and we're all going to learn something from it, even if you walk away and only take one little tidbit, pardon the pun, from the whole program. You're going to win somewhere.
Are you still officiating?
This year I took the year off, but I definitely look forward to getting back into it next season.
Let me just ask you very quickly, any incidents, you know, I'm not going to ask you for specific incidents. What I'd be interested in knowing is, did you have many incidents where parents stood up for you?
Actually, I have. It's been a good mix, I think. As many bad problems there has been, there's been plenty of parents, coaches even, that have actually backed me up. You know, even from physical confrontations where I had a parent come up literally, and I'm talking in an Adam game where he was very upset because his child was assessed a penalty, and they went ballistic on me and challenged me. You know, I actually had a coach that was nearby and just said, "Hey, whoa, back off." It was really good to see. There are some crazy things that happen, but for every negative aspect of it, luckily there's a positive out there. So the interesting part is, I guess I would call myself an older official. I see a lot of younger officials come through the program through Hockey Canada, and you know, they're 14, 15, 16, and you know, at that age, you're very easily intimidated.
Sure.
And it's very unfortunate.
And the scars tend to linger at that age, Rob. Thank you very much for the call. I'd like to hear from more minor league officials and minor league coaches about this Hockey Calgary program.